that's the case of Yisrael's villain, which is good. He can't let Torah. I'm going to give him a half for helping somebody with a mitzvah. Love that guitar. Any mitzvah. But if he's already got Torah and he wants to buy it, he doesn't need help to do it. He's already got it. So you want to buy the results. After the fact, that's a waste of time. That's what Hillel Shavuot was talking about. That's what he said, it's a waste. So, according to Rav Haigel, there's two, what? Both of them appeared to be like, but one was a waste of time, was not. Yeah, the waste of time was, is that he's already done the Torah, and you want to buy those schar from him. You can't do that. You can't work. It doesn't work. When it works, is that you can't let Torah, and you give him money to help let Torah. That helps. What's that called? Well, it's nothing special in Torah. It's just helping somebody do a mitzvah, even a mitzvah, that's the same. So we see from Rav Haigel that Yisrochus Vunan has got nothing to do with partnership. Yisrochus Vunan is somebody needs to let Torah. You can't let Torah. Without having some financial support, you help him with financial support, you're helping the Torah, so you're helping him do a mitzvah, so you get schar for helping somebody do a mitzvah. Something to do a partnership. Then in our case, when the Osher wants to back out after 2 months of, even though he promised a year and he signed on it, he wants to back out. We say, can't back out, partnership, you can't back out in the middle. That's got nothing to do with partnership, the Haigon says. All Zochanan is helping somebody do a mitzvah. I helped him for 2 months, now I'm not. So I can back out. So then let's quickly move on to our second case. Again, Chazor, and then we'll go for, right. What was our second case? Second case is we had, we have a Rav, who's a Kiev Rav, he's a head of a yeshiva, of Makarev people to Torah mitzvahs, and he got connected with Shimon. It's called Reuven, the Rav, and Shimon, he helps. Shimon says, look, I want to join your yeshiva. He came close to Torah and he said, I want to join your yeshiva. And he's a young man in his 20s, and he had built up $200,000. So the Rav, when he joined the yeshiva, approached him after a few weeks, and he said, look, you've got 200,000, young man. Maybe you want to make a Yisrochus Zvulon with the Golem. Let's sign you up on Yisrochus Zvulon with the Golem. And he gave him 50,000 to make a Yisrochus Zvulon. After a few months, the Rav said, oh, the deal was for a few months. Now the 50,000 has evaporated. As we know, money goes quickly. He came again. And a third time, until eventually all 200,000 was used for this Yisrochus Zvulon. Now Shimon, the Bocher, has now decided to marry, and he finds out, looking back, hey, I've given all my money away. I'm not going to be able to marry very comfortably or easily now. I've been tricked into giving all my money away. He's my car of me to give me money. Not the car of me in Teremis. And he goes to face him. Talk out money illegally. He illegally held the gun. He didn't hold the gun. Didn't hold the gun. So the Milchus Yitzchok says, okay, but it should be totally on our side. Is Yitzchok Yisroel in partnership on it? Why? If you remember, why should it be totally on our side? Can he get his money back? Should be totally on whether Yisrochus Zvulun is a partnership or nothing to do with partnership.
I think we said because he didn't deal with the partners.
Because he didn't deal with the partners. Who are the partners? Who's he making Yisrochus Zvulun with? The Golem. He did deal with the Golem. Didn't ask them whether they want to be part of the partnership. Dealing with the Rosh Golem. The Rosh Golem can't make decisions for something that belongs to other people. And therefore, if it's a real partnership, it doesn't work. And he can still get his money back. I gave it for partnership. And it wasn't for partnership. Because he didn't do it with the right people to give him money back. But if it's not a Yisrochus Zvulun, just helping people learn Torah, fine, don't need any partnership. Just helping them learn Torah, I help them learn Torah, give him some Rosh Kodesh. No one holds you in the gun, so you don't get your money back. Yeah, but naive doesn't get money back. So, Tony, that, Lachora, what do we conclude up to now with Haigon? Is it partnership or not?
No.
It's not, so therefore he shouldn't be able to get his money. But, we introduced, and that's where we finished last one. introduce the opinion which differs with Haigon, and that's the Beis Yosef and his Sefer Abkaz Rocha. What did he say over there? And this is where we left off last time. Number four. Nearly. The Beis Yosef's Bofet. The Rambam says you can't take money for Torah. So maybe go earn a living. Don't get supported from the charity. That's a bizarre Torah. That's Chil Hashem. So they were able to ask a question. Beis Yosef asked a question. Says, what does it mean? Everyone gets supported to stay in learning. If you don't get supported in learning, everyone does it. What does it mean? It's a Chil Hashem. It's awesome. So, okay. So he says, you know, I tell you, when is it mutter, when it's not mutter? Nearly. Shafilu b'matona mikar lo hutter. Even, b'matona mikar lo hutter. Even before you start learning, you say, I want money. It's not allowed. It's not like Rabbi Haigon says that helps, that's good. No, it's not allowed. You do it before you learn. And the Misha Eina Marbiya Kasei Panasasa. Only allowed to somebody who can't make ends meet. And if he doesn't make some sort of agreement, you'll have to leave learning and work instead. Then it's allowed. You will have to give up the Torah, then it's allowed to make a deal. Therefore it's permitted for him to give Chetzi Chelitzcha Esik Torah. He can give up half the reward of the learning of the Torah to his friend. In order that he get half of his money. If he makes such a deal, then even though you're physically learning Torah all day, we look at it, each one is learning half day and working half day. You're working the whole day, I'm learning whole day. The deal, what it does, the deal makes that I'm working half day and learning half day, both of us. And it's a mamish a partnership. And that's why it's mutter. Because I'm not living off stocker, I'm making a deal. Making deals is not us, it's not Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is to live off stocker. But make deals is not us, says the Beis Yosef. So we see the Abkaz Yosef understood the concept of partnership of the stocker's woman is mamish a partnership, it's a deal. I'm not living off stocker. I'm giving half of my learning in exchange of money. I'm making a deal, not just living off charity, actually making, he's benefiting as well. Not free. It's exchange. Exchange is not Chil Hashem. And therefore, Mamish Yisok as well is a partnership. If so, then both our two shiders are dependent on this Mach Locus. And that's where we finished last time. On Reb Haigon and Abkaz Rochel. Is it Mamish a partnership that you can't back out in the middle and you can get your money back when you did the deal with not the partners? But if it's not a partnership or a Haigon, then you can back out and you don't get your money back because you don't need to make partnership deals because it's not a partnership in the first place. That is based on this Machlokes. That's where we left last time, and we're now going to discuss what the actual Halach is. Is it partnership or not? We're going to look at that, the Poskim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim.
Why is the Abkaz Rochel saying it only if he's not making Kedei Panasasa? If it's a deal, why should he be able to do it regardless?
So we'll see in a few minutes' time, we'll see why that's an important fact. Okay.
And in the reverse side, why if someone wants a split stop, just do sort of like the other shot, just wants a mazaka someone, he knows he's going to put Shemayim for it, without any special deal, why would he be anti-Bes?
Well, him is good, but for the Talmud Chacham, he's not allowed to not take stock.
Even though it really is helping the other guy, because he's getting a split.
Helping the other guy, but it's not necessary for me. I'm thinking stop. So let's look at the halakh. We look at number five, we look at where it brings down Shulchan Aruch. You tell me, before we see what the poskim say, what's going on over here? Do we say it's a partnership or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Memphis. Mi Shi Efsha Lo Limut. Somebody who's impossible to learn. But they should you your dare cloud limits because he doesn't know how to learn. He doesn't know to read, doesn't know the cloud to read, doesn't learn. Or he can learn, but he's so torrid, it's impossible to learn. He's got so many problems in his life or things in his life that's impossible to learn. What should he do? Yaspik la'cherim halontim. He can't learn, so he should at least give his money to people who can learn. Says the Ramah, v'techashev ki'ilu lomed ba'atzma. And by doing that, it's ki'ilu, you learnt it yourself. Now, so what is he holding? Is he holding that Yisachar Yisavulun? What's the Shulchan Aruch holding? Is he holding Yisachar Yisavulun is partnership, or is just helping somebody do a mitzvah, and you're getting schar for helping somebody do a mitzvah? What does he hold? Comes a great time, Eric. We're discussing. Right, last one. Now we're discussing halacha. The end of the day is the Zohar is willing partnership, a partnership, and therefore have the rules of partnership. You can't back out, and you have to keep what you did, and you have to make the deal with the right guys. Or is it not for doing partnership? It's just helping somebody do mitzvahs. Now we're looking at halacha. We look at number 5, I'll read it again. Somebody can't learn. Or he's got too much on his head. He can't learn. So what should he do? He should make a zochin zvulun by helping other people learn. Says the Ramah, and we consider that he learns it himself. Is there shulchan aruch paskin that the part that it's a partnership or not a partnership?
Harper says no, Ramah says yes.
That's a good analytic reading of things that are on the table. Anyone want to say something different to add something?
I don't think it's indicative one way or the other.
Okay.
Either the Machaber or the Ramah.
Okay. Says the Shah. Yachlik imo b'scha, kloma scha toya, v'scha mashaviyach zeye bin shnem b'yachat. Verbal, clearer lashonis.
What is the shach referring to? Is his yachlik imo b'scha?
That's it, his words, yeah?
Is that the Dibra Maslow?
Yeah, that's all the Dibra Maslow. Scha toya, v'scha mashaviyach. He divides up the scha, the toya, the mashaviyach, should be between both of them. What's he holds? He holds very strong words, he's saying. It's mamish, it's split. You're working all day, I'm learning all day, we divide everything. That's mamish, it's split. That's like how the Afkas will learn. That Shulchan Aruch is mamish a punishment. Okay? So, from the Shulchan Aruch, those who came from the Shach, at least it's clearly a punishment. Now, Moshe wants to say further. Moshe wants to say, like to.
Okay.
He says, Ledina, therefore halacha, Anam Barov Makomas Ozinam Bossa Ramah. We Ashkenazim go after the Ramah. But Kolshkein Hoch and Vishor over here, Shashach Mashmash Nami Sovakain, and Vishor, the Mash, the Shach, it also seems the whole like this. Vagama Gra, Mashmash Sovakain. Which clearly says it's a partnership, but it's clearly going after Ramah, and it's clear from the Shach that the Shach says what it is, that Zohar Yezavulon is partnership. Okay. That's how the Moshe says. Now, when you learn of the Ramah, you can learn how did he understand that the Shulchan Aruch learns, not the Ramah. He's saying, we who go after Ramah, and especially when the Shach supports the Ramah, that means it's a partnership. That means the Shulchan Aruch is not holding the partnership. But who is the Shulchan
Aruch?
It is Beis Yosef. And who wrote Afkas Rochel? The Beis Yosef. So we got a bit of, according to the Ramosha, we got a bit of a steerer in Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, in his Shuvah Sefer, says, Yisachar Zvulun is partnership. That's where it came from. Not like Rav Haigel. In the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Ramosha is learning, is saying, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, it's not a partnership. Only the Ramah held this upon Shem, and we go like the Ramah. So according to Ramosha, it's a stira. So he based on himself. What? The whole concept of Yisachar Zvulun creates a partnership where you're working whole day, I'm learning whole day. After Yisachar Zvulun, we are both learning half day and working half day. Okay. So what do you mean by that? So I say okay. That means a Pesach to a beginning to an answer. We got a question. Shulchan Aruch says it's not a partnership, but himself in the Shulchan says it is a partnership. So Eric is starting to say something. What do you mean to say? Okay, I understand what you're saying. We'll see something similar, not exactly like that. We'll see something similar to that, what you're saying, suggesting. Okay, so we've got this question. Yeah, Eric's already saying, well, maybe there's a scenario which is and which is not, and that's really therefore not the stereo, because one's talking about the scenario which is, and there's not the scenario which isn't. Okay, that's already a mahal. Let's go back. Now, let me ask you a question. If we were Moshe, we're pasking, it's a partnership. Therefore, both our cases, it has the halach as a partnership, you can't back out in the middle of a contract. After 2 months, you promise and sign to 12 months, you have to be there. And you have to make the deal with the partners, you can't take it with the Rosh Kolo, you have to make the agreements with the actual members of the Kolo. And you don't, you get your money back because you made the deal with the wrong person. Okay. Quite to remember. Got this kasha now, just open up. Let me ask you something. Can you use Maitzach Sofer money for your Yosocha, your Zavulon commitments?
Well, I will be telling you if it's a partnership or not.
What does Eric say? Why? So therefore, we say, if you hold it a partnership, which we're saying Ramah does, then the deal would be, my successor, you can't, you have to give away, stalker, yeah? You can't get Venice, buy things with my successor.
You can't
buy my successor with my successor. Okay. So you can't. If it's not a partnership, like Haikon, and apparently Shulchan Aruch held by that, the way the Rebbe Shalom, then you should be able to use my successor. Okay. Let's see what the post can say. Whether you can use my successor for yourself as well. Look at Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He was asked this time. That's up. In his Sefer Minchas Shlomo. That was the earliest, one of the earliest. It says, Bora Hadover, it's clear to me. Shazet over Godel, it's a big thing. Niskev Mishazoka Litin Hamaisa Shalot Tamil Chokhaminim. It's a big thing. Spitz, the best thing you can do with Maisav Sofim is to give it to a Tamil Chokham who's an Oni. That's the best thing you could do with Maisav Sofim. Yeah. Ulam. What does Maisa mean? I'm giving it to the Nim. It belongs totally to him. The Oni. That's what Maisa Sofim's. But Ein Zesho, it's got nothing to do with the one who gave it now. We give it to the Nim. And Inyan Shah Yisacha Yisavunon. But the matter of Yisacha Yisavunon, when you try to do Yisacha Yisavunon, both in Shasemicha, Husha, Gomez, Lahabis, Lelima Torah, so giving the money helps learning Torah. Who ace it? It's business. No shuf, mutter levazes. Not only that, it's mutter levazes akach. You can waste all your money on that. I feel Yosem Achomish. Asher, Shneim, Rochem, and Hate, because you gain from it. So what does Rosh Shabbat Zalman say? Can you use the Maisav Sofim or not?
Yep.
No?
Oh, no.
Say not? Right? The Gnobim is it totally belongs to Ani? It's got nothing to do with you. And the best thing you can do is give it to Ani who's a Talmud Chacham. That's the speech. But if you want to do your Yisrael Chazunim, that's a business. So much so it's a business. Normally for mitzvahs, are you allowed to spend more than a fifth of your nechosim on your mitzvahs? More than 20%? No. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, for Yisrael Chazunim, you can do that. Why? Because it's a business. It's a business. It's not mitzvah. It's a business. So he tells us two chidushim. Firstly, three. One hidden. Firstly, does he hold it a real partnership or not? Does he hold it business or not? Yes, he holds like Rosh Hashanah, the same. Secondly, since you hold it a partnership, two other halachas, which you haven't discussed up to now, come out. You can't use my sofim money for it. And you can waste as much as you like of your money on it, because it's business.
But then on the flip side, I'm only looking at your mice on half the money I make, because half of it is not mine.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're giving it away. Half the money belongs to your partner.
Correct.
Okay. Now, let's see what the Chelkas Yaakov, he also was asked this question. And he said, over the same Marbokim, Ashelasa. In Mishai, lo says the stam tavachom and the mas meister shalom. Both in Shei lo shukfis aderech yisocha yizavuna. Can you give meister sofen money to use it to a talmud chacham to make a partnership yisocha yizavuna? Fi anis dati.
He says stam tavachom, meaning it's not money.
Yeah. Fi anis dati nearer to muta, you can. Ta af b'shut shesterech yisocha yizavuna. Even when you're doing partnership yisocha yizavuna. All you get is scha in olam haba. V'zeh makabel afkeli tanai shesokas vunan, and that you can get whether you make speak it out shesokas vunan or not, whether you give him money secretly without shesokas vunan, or whether you make a shesokas vunan referring to him. There's no difference. You get scha in olam haba. So therefore, you can use Maisik Sofim. There's no problem to use Maisik Sofim mitzvahs. Every Maisik Sofim which uses mitzvah, you get Tzchad Olabah as well as using Maisik Sofim. So what does the Chelkas Yaakov hold? Does he hold Yisrael Chazunim? It's something special called a partnership and it's business and you can't use Maisik Sofim. Or is he saying, it's nothing special? And therefore, it is a scha of a mitzvah. You can like every mitzvah suffering. That's what he's saying. So what does he hold? Does he hold like Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that Yisrocha Yisrocha is partnership?
No.
He says that exactly the same thing would be even if you don't make anything. Just secretly give him money. Just helping him no Torah. Helping no Torah, you get scha. That's Rav Haikon. So now, we have a big machlokas achron. We've got Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Moshe both saying it's mamish partnership, and Rav Moshe is saying that's the Ramaz opinion and Shach's opinion. But the Rav Shulchan Aruch argues, but we don't have to worry about Shulchan Aruch. We're Ashkenaz. Chelkas Yaakov says no. Chelkas Yaakov is Ashkenaz, and he says no. It's not partnership called. It's like Rav Haikon. Even though I'm an Ashkenaz, I don't learn the Ramaz like you. Oh, I do have to worry about the Shulchan. I even have to say that halakhically is not a partnership. So therefore, our two shilas is a big mark locus. What? Because that's how everyone talks about it. It's Shulchan, so Yisrochan Zvon. And as Rabbi Haikon explains, he said also, it doesn't mean that. All it just means is helping to a mitzvah, learn the Torah. You can help him to other mitzvahs and get the same thing. That's how they spin. That's how they spin. And in fact, Rav Avadi Yosef paskins like Rav Haikon. So it fits with the cheshbon.
That's Ramah.
That the Shulchan Aruch Taka holds. That it's not a partnership. Rav Avadi Yosef held like Rav Moshe. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold as a partnership. Okay. So now we've got a real problem. That we've got Ramamish Estira in the Shulchan Aruch, and Beis Yosef in his Sefer of Shilas Shuvos, he says it is, but the Shulchan is not, and that's how the Poskim are learning him. Rav Moshe and Rav Avadi Yosef are learning him. Just asking differently because I'm Asfadi, and you're not asking us. Okay. Chelkas Yaakov, no, he says everyone knows it's not a partnership. Okay. Now, before we get back to our shailas, I now have a very important question to ask you. What, let's say, is a partnership? On the opinions, it says it's a partnership. How is this partnership created? How is it formed? What creates the partnership?
Make an agreement.
What's the agreement? What's the agreement?
It's the partnership or not.
I'm telling you, let's just say it is a partnership.
According to the agreement that's happening.
On the side, there's a partnership. How's the partnership formed? What's the agreement?
Half and half.
Half and half of what?
I get half of your Scarlet Mama, you get half of my money.
Can you sell Scarlet Mama?
Well, that was the question. In advance, you can.
Why in advance is it any better?
Because I'm enabling you. That was the whole thing.
So why does that give you Iskar Olam? Let me ask you a question. Can you sell a table?
Yes.
Can you sell a house?
Yes.
Can you sell air?
Yes.
Halachically, can you sell air, which is not connected to any physical property? Can you sell air?
If it belongs to me, I can sell it.
Can you sell air?
They do. I've seen some of your shops that sell air.
Can you?
Yeah, Israel.
Okay. I'm not saying whether you can trick someone into giving you your money. I can't even whether you can. Can you sell air?
It depends whether you go into somebody's house.
Can I go to somebody who says, I own this nice garden. I want to maintain the rights of the land, of the garden. And I'm sending you only the air above, 1 meter above the ground. 1 meter to 3 meters above the ground, that air, I'm selling to you.
In space, or what are you
referring to? Airspace is
what
it's all, the helicopters fly over.
No, the air. You can't build anything there, you can't do that. The air belongs to you. Why do they sell the bits of the moon?
The air is a
what's that? Look. You've done enough for Gomorrah. Can you sell a dover she'ein b'mamash? Halachically. Have you ever heard those words? Can you sell a dover she'ein b'mamash?
Well, you get into my philosophy about intellectual rights.
That's yeah, we had a discussion that you can't. We had to have a whole thing over there. You can't sell it. Well, maybe you have ownership, but you can't. You can have ownership of something that may be ein b'mamash, but can you sell a dover she'ein b'mamash? Can you sell Dover Shema Mamish? The answer is no. Can you sell something which is not Dover Shabaloba Olam? It's not yet in the world. No. Okay. So therefore, I've got now a question. How do you sell the Torah that you're going to learn in the next year? Is it Dover Shabaloba Olam or Dover Shaina Boba Olam? At the moment of sale. Ava, so you can't sell Dover Shaina. So how does it work? Is it Shabaloba Mamish or is it something physical you can touch and you hold and stay and touch? Therefore, halachic kinyon don't work. No, so what does
true.
It mean? That is a partnership.
I enter into a shutfit.
Ah, so what is it?
It's an agreement between two people. I can agree, two people are agreed. If somebody gives me money, half is yours.
What does that mean? Half is yours.
Anytime I said I own it, it's a problem. We're talking about future profits. We're going to agree to split. And I could do that with the shukfis.
How does that work?
That's
Hilchos shukfis.
Now, how does that work?
It's not a sale.
Ramah says the famous. It's like he's learning there. He himself is Kilo in the chair.
How's he Kilo learning?
When he does this, he's been here. He's going to be doing it. He's going to be doing it himself.
So let us see, maybe from both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, we're going to read words, and you tell me how it works from their words. Let's see what number 7. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. He gab socharu shalomet eina nigra b'la galze. When you make a partnership of Yisachi Yisvulon with a Tama Kochum, the one learning doesn't lose any schar through making the partnership. The learning of the Torah is 100% belonging, remaining with the Sechus, the one who learned it, and is now extra 100%, which goes to the guy who supported him. Like you said, the guy supporting his kid, he learned it himself. It's like two people learning. It's not like one person learning and half of it is you and half of it is me. It's like two people learning and everyone gets 100%. V'sahu b'shlei m'sleshtehem. So I spoke for both of them. Ach yeh shoven sabseh sheheskem soch liyos mutna m'rush v'gam rabbin nokin shekosuv hastadim chusim al heskem asaf. There's some people who are Muppets who actually write it in an official document. Other there, ain't there kol kach le'ikuf. That's not ma'akiv at all. It's not ma'akiv to write it down in an agreement. Okay? But that's the words of Shlomo Zalman. You can stew on it, brew on it, rebrew on it, and I'm going to introduce you the words of Moshe Feinstein, and you'll see there is differences, and then we'll discuss what is the differences based on. What? Some people write it actually down in an official partnership agreement. Oh, okay. That shouldn't be there. Okay. Ignore those words. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Firstly, in order to work, the Zvulon has to make the agreement with the Yisocha first. She was on Yasek Malocha, perhaps better Kadoma, Yisocha Yasek Matoro. I'm going to work in business, you're going to work and involve yourself in Torah. You divide the reward, Shova Beshova, equally. Vein hasar gashmi to olam hazeh. He divides up the physical schar of this world. Vein hasar she'enu she'ikem Hashem Yisroch. And similarly, you divide up the schar which you get from Hashem. Yisocha akiyam mitzvahs for Yisocha on his kiyam mitzvahs limiter. So firstly, is Rav Moshe saying like the Shem Zalmova that each one gets 100% and each one are learning? Well, what's he saying? He's saying 50-50. You got one thing, one person learning, and you have to split that, which is soccer's learning, only soccer's learning, so to speak. And you split that, it gives half of it now to two. Okay, that's the first difference. Next slide. Ludav b'shova b'shova. Yisocha Yisvulun only works if it's 50-50. Batam tepochis b'chatzi skar gamash v'yisho Yisvulun yesha. Yisvulun can't say that I'm only going to give you 20% of my assets or my earnings this year. Can't say that. It doesn't work. Shari Yuzilzul b'chashiva satur. To give only 20% for half the Torah. You have to give me 50% of your earnings for half the Torah. 20% of your earnings is a zilzon Torah for half the Torah. You have to give me 50. V'chein i'esha lahatnos ha'pochis mechatzi schar limiter. To say that way around. You give me 50% of your earnings and I'll give you 20% of the Torah schar. That's also not right. Shai deizeh yehishrashnos inchi melases kezvulon. Because that will put off people wanting to be Zavulons, wanting to help Torah. You have to give them 50. Yisocha Zavulon only works if you get half of your assets, of earnings, half of your earnings for half of my Torah. That's it. No other combination.
So he's giving reasons why you shouldn't do that, but he's not giving
reasons it's the Yesher. Yeah, it's Zilzul in the Torah. But it's the Yesher. Yisocha Zavulon can't be Zilzul in the Torah. It doesn't work. But Leka, and he says, it doesn't matter whether you are on the same stature of earnings of a billionaire. It's comfortable. You always have to give up half of your earnings. Kedai for something learning Torah to make a business deal with a billionaire, because he has to get half of that billion that comes in that year. So we can have a situation where Moshe says that a very rich person says, I'll give you $1 million to get half of your Torah. Another guy says, I'll give you $100,000 to get your half your Torah for the learning. The 100,000 works and the million doesn't. Because the 100,000, it has to be, he gets 200,000 a year. He's giving up half, it works. And the million which the other guy gives, that's not half his earnings, you make 10 million a year. Half means five. Giving one doesn't work. Says Rav Shmuel. Okay. So now you've seen Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Moshe. Now remember, both of them hold Yisachar and Zvulun in partnership. Both of them hold you can't use Vaisakas often. And it's a business. But they're saying it works differently. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, once you do the deal, you get kofel. You get 100%, you get 100%. You don't lose by doing this deal. You're not giving anything up. You're just giving him extra, 100% extra. You keep your 100%. And Moshe is saying, it's Taka, you're giving up half. And it only works if he gives you half. And you have to give half. And it doesn't matter what you're earning, it has to be half.
So Shlomo Zalman is saying, doesn't have
to be half? Shlomo Zalman says, what is Shlomo Zalman? He says there's no one losing here. Yeah.
Sounds
now, before we understand whether you have to give half or not, let's understand how are they learning, therefore, the concept of partnership over here. How is the concept of partnership formulated? Oh, between Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Moshe apparently are learning the partnership. It is a partnership. Taka is a business, but it's a different type of business in the eyes of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach than the eyes of Rav Moshe Feinstein. What's the definition of the business according to both of them?
Why do we say that the Shlomo Zalman is holding up the partnership? Why
he says you can't use Vaisak Sofim. He says it's a business. That's what the previous Shlomo Zalman was saying.
He says you can't use Vaisak
Sofim. It's a business.
So my idea again of Shlomo Zalman, the same idea from the Ramah, he says, the Nechshaki who will make the Atma. So people keep learning there, and that's why they're getting Kulos Har. They're both there. They're both sitting in the chair, and they're both getting 100% of the learning. Ramosha doesn't say that. Ramosha's machbid to have you split it. So it sounds like Ramosha, our kasha will be more on him.
Okay.
Because he's not actually.
I'm asking kashas on him. I'm asking, he's saying, Rav Shlomo Zalman says they're both learning,
right.
And therefore, obviously, they both get star, and no one's losing, right. Everyone's gaining. They're only one person learning, and you split it up. That's the physical. Now, wherefore, what hashba, what therefore conclusion do you arrive how the partnership is formed based on those halakhic differences which they're saying?
So, if Ramosha is actually an exchange that has taken place. One person learned Torah, one person got the money, and now we're going to swap money for Torah.
Okay.
You know, Shlomo Zalman, they're both earning the Torah biyachas. There's no trade.
Now, how can they learn together?
What
do you mean? He's not learning. He's working. I can't be shliach for you and me.
Okay, half of you. Half of you.
Half, so you're getting half. How can you get both are learning and it doesn't affect the other?
Ruchnis is unlimited.
How can it be? How does it work? Moshe is physically right. Moshe is physically right. Physically right. One guy learning. And he gets half the money. He gets half the thing. It makes sense what Moshe is. Physically. One guy is learning. And it's like two people learning. That's the loss of Moshe. And therefore there's Kofu. No one's losing. But how does it work?
Maybe there's something else about getting to after all. How does anyone know how to start if each person gets the turn? They can't know, can they? So maybe they can even know where they are, how they see the reality of what's going to make people do it. In other words, from the Russian world, what's going to make people do it is a partnership. That's the world he lives in, a whole partnership.
Well, he says that, but there is.
People won't do it like that. People are not going to give up half the Torah. Come up with something else.
Yeah, but what's this something else? Before you say why he doesn't learn it. Then you say why he doesn't learn everything. Okay, but what's this something else? What's this Bria, this creation, what's been created by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach? How does it work?
And he's not a partner.
What?
Put Rav Shlomo Zalman in that partner.
He's a partner, because he can't use vice versa.
But the definition of a partnership is an enabler.
So why can't he
employ
very good. Shmuel also added a very important word. Rav Zalman Orbach is saying, I'm not totally arguing Reb Haigor. Well, Heichel learned the whole concept of Yisachar, Yisavulam. It's nothing special about learning Torah. You don't even need to talk about it with that. Just helping guy do a mitzvah, Torah, Gemara, Sasodim, all the same, he gets chav for doing that. Says Roshom Azam Uba. Nope, in a partnership. It's nothing special. Only with a Torah. Well, it's not a mitzvah. But, you know what type of partnership is? How's it formed? How's it created? What happens? If I enable somebody to learn Torah who could not learn Torah, how's this Torah in this world? This guy, if I wasn't around, would there be any Torah in the world? If I wouldn't give him the money to him, would there be any Torah in the world?
Not
for him. He wouldn't have had Torah. So the Torah which he produced, can't say just because of his learning, it's because of my money as well. There's two things which is necessary to create this Torah. And without it, not wouldn't exist. His physical learning and me supporting him to able to pay. Says Roshom Zalman, that's Roshatah Yisachar Yisvulam partnership. It was created by my money, so therefore, Ki'ilu, I'm learning. My money created this Torah. So it's Ki'ilu, I'm learning. This Torah, these words he's saying today of Baba Kama would not exist. Grab my money. My money created Baba Kama words today. So I'm also learning. At the same time.
So why can't you use my success?
It's a business deal. It's a business deal. Yeah, I'm getting the exchange. I'm getting all the stuff.
I'm not doing it yourself as well. I'm just giving you money. So I'm still, it's because of my money you're trusting.
No, that, Moshe Zalman says, you still need to make the condition. You don't need to write it down. You need to do it beforehand. You have to. You still have to speak it out beforehand.
But what if
I don't? You still have to speak it. It doesn't work.
What? No. What if I don't? I'm still doing the same thing.
Nope, you need, no. Then I agree to a haigon. If you don't speak it out, you don't make any agreements. Then I agree to a haigon.
Why?
Why money behind, is that?
Speaking it
out. Nope. You have to actually speak out that the money is as a way of enabling to me. To be able to learn.
The
learner learns more comfortably knowing he's got a steady support. If he knows he's in agreement in place,
we're not talking about comfort.
No, his learning is going to be more qualitative, more quantitative.
First of all, that's not necessarily true. It can actually be the other way around. He has nothing to worry about. He starts to get very complacent.
Okay. So, according to Sherman Darwin, it's a partnership that's created through me speaking out the deal with him, and I actually become a partner in it because my Torah actually is a way of being kona the partnership deal. How did I kona the partnership deal? Because it created it. Just as like we spoke out as you brought back the subject of intellectual property rights. How do you own intellectual property? Because I created it as I get ownership of it. So sit over here, I created
it.
I have to make that deal with you. If you want my learning, the learning, to be related to you, you have to speak out with me who's creating it. I'm the one who's physically doing it. You have to speak it out. Once I spoke out the deal, how do you acquire it? Because I enabled it. Enabling it is called a quick. That's how Roshom Zalman Orbach. The Mele Roshom Zalman Orbach says, therefore, you don't need to really write it down, you just have to speak it out. Right? And enabling it, yeah. As long as you're enabling it, it works. There's none of these rules of 50-50. There's no no one's losing over here. Yeah, I'm not giving up anything. Whereas when Moshe Feinstein's learning, it's mummish the same halakha as Moshe. There's only one item. You have to, if you're listening, it means you just cut it in half. Half. After that, how does it work? Maybe like school is closed. That's how all this works. Maybe that's how it works.
I don't understand one thing. Really going to any of them. They all seem to be focusing on a deal that has to be between two particular people. The original Yisachar Zvulun was between two Shvatim. It wasn't a specific person.
I wrote Moshe Feinstein over there. He says they had to match up the numbers.
Really?
Yes.
Is it the numbers?
Yes. Okay.
It's a big finish.
Yeah. And he makes a whole cheshbon. I think he makes a cheshbon mathematically how it matched up. I think.
Okay.
Okay. So now, coming back to us, we got our question on Beis Yosef and then our cases, and then we're finished. Question on Beis Yosef. Steer at Beis Yosef. One place he says partnership. Next place he says, you know what? It's not a partnership.
How is this theory? How are we going to answer that? That's how Moshe Feinstein learns. He said, yeah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold like us, but we don't want to be that smart. And Rav Avadia says, yeah, we're smart, and we don't hold it as a partnership. Yeah. You can use rice and stuff. So how do you answer up this theory? Based on, let's go with Moshe's Pesach. Rav Moshe Pesach says, it's a partnership. And that's Ramah. Aye, the Shulchan Aruch says it's not. Yeah. That is a theory to be certain. How can we answer up that theory? Use it.
It's a partnership, but it's an enabler partnership.
We can do it two ways. Yeah, we can do it, use a bit like what Eric was saying. Nowadays, the deals that you're doing is not called Yisrael Zvulun. Why?
Nobody will do it.
Because in order to do Zokas Vulon, what is a very specific requirement, says Rav Moshe. What do you need to do? 50-50. Says the Shulchan Aruch, he's not talking about 50. Yasmik Achem learns him. Even the Shulchan Aruch, when he's talking to Shulchan Aruch, saying, you can't learn. Help somebody else learn. Give money to them. He's not talking about giving up half of your money. Said, help them. Give money to help some of you. If so, you're helping somebody do a mitzvah. You're not doing yourself as soon as you're doing 50-50. So in Akhlami, if you do 50-50, it will be Zohar Zvulun. And that's what he held in Afghan Zerokha. We go to Shulchan Aruch, he's not talking about that certain deal. Right. But we don't do that deal. So we're talking about helping somebody else learn, fine. That's not a partnership.
The problem is that the Ramaz Lashon is more similar to a Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, okay. Moshe wasn't bothered by that. Yeah, Ki'ilu. The word Ki'ilu helps him out. No action. So now let's get back to our cases.
Not
what? No, like Ramoshe. Ramoshe's question, it's very hard to have yourself as a woman. And therefore, you have to have certain subscriptions. And the Shulchan Aruch talking about that particular requirement. So therefore, you weren't in the Shulchan Aruch doing your Zohar.
So Ramoshe's arguing with the Shah.
Yeah. Now, getting back to our Shah. Based on all what we said, what should come out? In the first case, signed a deal for a year, you're going to support me after a year, after 2 months of your soccer swollen, after 2 months, the committee says, I have to cut, and you're the first one to cut, I'm not supporting you anymore, I supported you for 2 months. Hey, Dunstan, the partnership, you can't back out in the middle of partnership. What's the answer? Halakhi, can you back out or not?
Well, according to Moshe, it wasn't a partnership.
Can you back out or not, according to this? According to what we say, can you back out or not? Let's make a cheshbon. We've got, so to speak, Stein, Shem, Sholosh opinions. We've got two opinions, so to speak, which is partnership, but there's different types of partnership. And one opinion says not a partnership at all. So let's go with the easy one. The one who says not a partnership at all, can you back out?
Yeah.
You can back out. Okay. In the idea that it's a partnership, in Ramosha's partnership,
no.
Have you created Ramosha's partnership?
No, you haven't created any.
Have you created Ramosha's partnership?
No, you haven't created any.
You haven't created Ramosha's partnership. So therefore, in the eyes of Ramosha, was it a Yisrael Zvulun?
No.
It wasn't Yisrael Zvulun. So can you back out according to Ramosha?
Yes.
Yes. According
not
to...
Not only can you back out, you can get the money back from the Amrech, because it was not close.
No. Rishoman, according to Rishoman Zalman, can you back out or not back out?
Yes, because Shlomo Zalman also doesn't need half and half.
No, he doesn't say you need half and half.
To make it
doesn't say you need half and half. You just have to enable the Torah to be learnt. Whatever Torah you enable, you're partnering. Okay?
You get 100%.
Without me giving money, you would only learn Baba Kama. With my money, you'd learn Baba Kama, Baba Metzia. So what am I a partnership in? Not in Baba Kama, but Baba Metzia. I am a partnership. Even though I didn't give you half my money, but I'm a partnership in what I created. What did I help create? The Baba Metzia. I don't need 50-50. So according to Rishoman Zalman or Bach, you're a partner, and you promised to be a partner, so therefore can you back out? You can't back out. Big Mark Lucas, if you okay. Give us our second case. Second case. What should be the result of a second case? I made the deal with the Rosh Kodol, I'm not now breaking them, can I get my money back because I made the deal with the wrong guy? According to those who hold, it's not partnership at all, can you get your money back? Because I don't have to make a deal with the right guy, because there's no right guy, because it's not a partnership. If you hold it is a partnership, if you're holding to the partnership. Yeah? Hold it to partnership.
So
now, the Ikaron, according to Rav Moshe's understanding of partnership, did I make a deal with the partner or not?
No.
So can I get my money back?
Yes.
Kosmekotos. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, do you need to make a deal with a partnership?
He said you don't make it on paper, but he still wants it to be articulated a deal.
You have to articulate it, but you have to articulate it to get his agreement, or you just have to articulate it to define what you're doing.
Who am I articulating to?
To the walls. To Hashem.
A one-sided partnership?
And then I wouldn't be able to use my success.
When do I need the other guy's agreement and partnership? Why do I need another partner's agreement?
You're taking away their schar.
You're taking away their schar. That's what I.
You're taking away me. You need to have my agreement. Don't agree to it.
According to a Shomer Zalman Auerbach, are you taking away anything?
No.
No? So therefore, do I need him to have knowledge of it and agree to it? No. All I have to do is articulate it that this is what I'm doing with my money. I'm not doing it as a mitzvah. I'm doing it as a business deal. That's what I'm saying. So therefore, I can even do that. For sure I can do that. Rosh Kodok. And therefore, I shouldn't be able to get my money back.
What is the difference between doing it as a mitzvah and doing it as a business deal?
What?
I get the same thing.
No, that's it. How are you defining what you're doing? Like we're saying.
Am I getting the same thing in return?
No, you're getting a different structure. It's a different structure.
You may lose, you may gain. Why?
Because if you're doing it for business deal,
yes.
What happens if he's a butler?
Oh, really? So then I don't...
You don't care? Well, did I create any more terror in my money? Hey, I didn't create any more terror. Didn't get anything.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm doing it as a mitzvah, I try to make, I try to involve the terror, I get the money, I get the stuff. Okay, so according it comes out in this case, according to Rav Moshe, you get your money back. But according to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you shouldn't get your money back. Now, here's the last icing on the cake, so to speak. There's svaras to say in this case, if you remember, the case where the guy joined the kolam, gave his $200,000, that's all the money he had. For Yisrael's Vulam, but he spoke with the Rosh Kodol and now he wants his money back because he wants to get his man. He says, totally really on the logic of the Shomer Zalman Auerbach and Rav Moshe. As far as to say in this case, the particular factors of this case would require Lekula Alma to give the money back. What particular factors in this case would even Rav Shomer Zalman Auerbach's logic will say he still give the money back? And after you don't need to speak to the guy, you don't speak to the guy, you don't have to speak to the guy. It's still called your Yisrael's Vulam. And you weren't forced by God to give it, but you still get the money back. Why?
Maybe because there would have been enough money there to keep the place running.
It's something I remember. It's something that Matthew said at the beginning of all this year on your Yisrael Chizun. And something you were having to Rav Osher Weiss, Shlita. What? No, according to Rav Shlomo, for sure there's no need to do it one person. I'm helping him learn Bob Messiah, helping him learn Bob Kama. No need to do it one person. Rav Moshe, yeah, Rav Moshe needs to do it one person.
Long time ago.
So, let's look at 9b, 9 base.
Isn't this guy in a different position anyway?
Why? What are we talking about?
Somebody who's got some savings and has been hoping to give it over his savings. He's got money in his hand, he's got profit.
I would add different points, Eric. He's learning too.
Ah! Which is what Matthew said!
You can't sell for it.
Look at 9 base! Call Etzim Ambusat Shaheskim Yisachavon and Kiyesh Shlichus Batabatur. The aim to El Achidish and Chidish of Torah Mechet Hashem is the Chidish. Hashem says, yeah, I help him learn, it's like I'm learning. Okay. Why? Because everyone's supposed to. Why did Hashem allow this to happen in Torah? That you could be a shliach. Normally you can't. It's because there's a mitzvah that says everyone has to learn Torah. But there's people who can't. But so they're losing a mitzvah, which they have to do. I have to create the concept of shliach. Hagisa for Yom Elayim. Everyone has to learn day and night. But he's not. So how could I do that? You have to have a system where he can learn Torah even though he's not learning Torah. But David will have a cold liver. If he's there nearly, the enter Ella ben Yisocha Yisvulam. Only works if you're Yisocha and you're Zvulam. Below ben Shnei Yisochas. Two Yisochas, which are two learning, the whole Chiddush doesn't apply. Shlichus doesn't work with any other mitzvah. Torah is. It's Machadish for who? If you're your Zvulam. Then you have the path of learning Torah through doing your Yisocha Zvulam agreement. But if you're Yisocha, you have no right to make a Yisocha Zvulam agreement. You have no power to do it, like you can't do in the other mitzvahs. So your birth learning, it doesn't apply, Yisocha Zvulam. Not learning Higisa Bayom Velayla. Not in the Onus of Torah.
We are both learning to apply.
Yeah. So therefore, says Rav Moshe Reis, even if you hold that you don't need like Rav Moshe's requirements and you don't need to speak it out, you just need to be goremit to get the Yisocha Zvulun. But at the end of the day, he wanted the Yisocha Zvulun. He signed on the Yisocha Zvulun. He didn't get it, even the eyes of Shomer Zalman Orbach, he didn't get it. Because it only applies between Yisocha and Yisvulun, not two Yisochas. There's no Chiddush that it works by you two Yisochas. Okay? So we leave off, therefore, in both cases. The first case is the machlokas, whether you can back out or not. But in the second case, everyone agrees he can get his money back. Whether you hold it as a partnership or not, because here, it was a mechlokas toss. There's no use of this for them. Yeah. Okay. No, because Rabbi Moshe says. Shulchan Aruch? Okay.
Rabbi Haigon,
yeah, maybe Rabbi Haigon would be different. Maybe. Okay. Right. They said you have to give it back.
They did.
You have to give it back. If they said you have to give it back, it's Kedai, since you did help people learn Torah, that you shouldn't take all the money back. Take what is a suitable amount of money, and still, for Sukhusim's sake, leave the money where it is, and some of the money is. You don't have to take the whole money back. Peshora, we advise you to do Peshora. Let's see how Rav Moshe, and we'll finish there tonight, what Rav Moshe adds two extra conditions, apart from the ones which he's created in Yisocha Zvulun. Rav Moshe adds two extra conditions. Shalosh Sha'ach La'aso Shut V'zu Azman Kotzer. Yisocha Zvulun doesn't work to make for a short period of time. Zoye Lo Matorah B'mnucha, because it only works if you're enabling him to learn Torah with no worries. Should be done less than 3 years. Support for 3 years. He brings riots that 3 years is the minimum amount of time where you can increase the chokhmah of the person learning Torah. Album kosher limso. If you can't find somebody who does 3 years, yashu shutas gam lishona, at least a year. B'diavad you can get away with a year. Less than a year, it doesn't work. Yisocha Zvulun, because the concept of Yisocha Zvulun is in helping him learn Torah. I agree to that concept of Shomer Zalman Orbach. I agree to that. It's better to help the Torah. And if somebody is learning Torah but not with daigers, it doesn't help. Doesn't where the next packet is coming, the pay packet is coming. Doesn't help. Has to be at least a year, like a killer free. Next, last condition. Shach last the shuk is udafke im echot ha machshiv limit Torah b'yosem. The Zavulan has to be somebody who's machshiv's limit Torah. He has to think Torah is important. It only works if you're doing with the Zavulan who thinks Torah is important. Avim eino choshiv lo kol kach limit Torah, but he doesn't really care about limit Torah. Afnos is there, but he only does this because he likes the guy. He's my friend, he's my neighbor. I want to help him out. Chesed. Lo misad shil chokh mitzvah. Not because he's a chokh mitzvah. Not because I think Torah is important. El matam acha shu shchein okrov v'ketoma lo nesh shu zvulon ke lo mitzvah. That lo zvulon, who wants to pay to be, and we say, when they say he's considered like getting half of the Torah, as if he's learning with half of the Torah. That only works if you machshiv Torah. You can't get considered learning Torah if you don't machshiv the Torah.
I don't understand though. How?
Okay, fine. But it could, though. No, it could be same because he's his neighbor, he's his first cousin, or he's his friend. Or he's his brother. He's his brother. This is brother. Some brothers do that. I've seen that. Some brothers do that. Okay, so that is
saying that you can only do yourself as long with someone who's very rich?
No.
Because if you do it with me, you're not going to be Menuchas Nefesh. I have a lousy month next month.
I don't know, but you've promised me for a year.
Well, all I promise you is you're getting 50% of what I make.
Okay.
If so I don't make enough this month, you ain't getting
okay, if you're, say, if you're saying I only make 10 shekels a month and I'm giving you half my thing, for 10, then of course it doesn't work.
Why doesn't it?
Doesn't work.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be someone who is very
has
rich.
To be, not very rich, but someone who has enough money.
That it should be Menuchas Nefesh. Yeah. So you're not going to worry. I'm going to have a bad
comfortable. I said the word comfortable. Very rich is for a different category.
Well, it means you don't have bad months.
Yeah, okay. Don't bad that's,
Because I have bad month, then you're going to be worried again.
Okay. Fine. So Ramosha has lots of restrictions. Rishon Zalman doesn't have, but they both learn the concepts of Shufis for us, Ashkenazim. There's not convincing. And that's the end of the halachas of shufas for us, at least. There's plenty more, but we're leaving the shufas halachas at that stage. Mr. Shem, next week we're going to start on the new parsha, a very interesting and long parsha, which you've all been waiting for many years, called Dinei de Malchusa Dinner. Okay.